Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. I'm very happy to see that Hasbro is slowly but surely releasing more Jurassic World toys. Because as a kid, I didn't buy that much Jurassic Park stuff back in the 90s. I had some Dino Riders, and I gotta be honest with you, I thought those were way more fun because I don't like ripped and slashed things on my toy dinosaurs, especially back then. Now I'm a bit more okay with it. But, you know, it was sad to see dino damage. You got the T-Rex and a big chunk of his flesh is ripped out. It's a gorgeous toy. Great sculpt, good articulation. The rubbery plastic is magnificent. But mortal injuries were sad. But I've come to like them as an adult and appreciate them as they add some interesting design flair and something interesting to look at on a toy like these. And that's why we're looking at Jurassic World. What is the wave number? It's Growler Dinosaur Action Figures Wave 4. This one has one new figure and two returning favorites. You get two of the Hybrid Velociraptor, which is a redeco of, I believe, Charlie from last year. You can tell by the shape of the wound and, of course, the tail. It'll be joined by the Dimorphodon and also joined by... Oh, I don't have the box in front of me. The Ceratosaurus, that's it. And they're good. They're very good. You've probably seen the Dimorphodon and Ceratosaurus by now. The flying Dimorphodon has a big head and big wings, and it looks a little, I don't want to say furry, but feathery. There's a little bit of a material on the back. It's pretty cool. And it growls, and it flies if you throw it. I don't recommend throwing these things because, you know, the toys are durable, but you don't need to expedite their lifespan too much. You know, I'm in no hurry to end my toys. And the Ceratosaurus is pretty cool as well. It looks good. Tiny arms. Decent head. But you've seen these. What you want to know about is the one new guy in the case, which is the Hybrid Velociraptor. This is only the second of the Hybrid Dino line that Jurassic World has put out. A whole bunch were shown at Toy Fair. They're very, 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 very nice. I don't know when they're coming out. They have not been solicited. For all I know, they might get canceled just because people aren't going nuts about it. I hope not. I want to get all of these. They're all wonderful. So you can order or pre-order, depending on when you're listening to this, the Dino Hybrid T-Rex from us today. And the Raptor is basically, like I mentioned, a repaint of, I believe, Charlie. And it has kind of a creamy tan color plastic covered in this gorgeous green metallic paint. It is very, very pretty. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You just look at it up close and you're like, wow, this is really good. And it shows the detail and the skin marvelously. There are red stripes on the top from basically the top of the neck all the way to the end of the tail. And it's up and down the legs. There's a JW symbol. He's got a little speaker in his butt. And yeah, you can see screws on one side of him, but that's okay. The eyes are painted nicely. There's a black outline around the yellow eye. The mouth is painted, white teeth, pink interior. It's cool. I mean, the only thing I would have liked to have seen them do that they didn't do is paint the claws. Other than that, it's great. And it's a mutant one, so any anatomical inaccuracies given to this line by the movie designs, hey, it's a hybrid dinosaur. They can do whatever they want. They're not real. Granted, movies aren't real, but you know what I'm getting at. The other reason I really like the hybrid toys is there's nothing science can do to disprove that my made-up dinosaur is wrong. You know, maybe we'll find out, like the Iguanodon one day, something does something else, or the skull is wrong, or whatever. This will always be right. Like, the Indominus Rex will always be the Indominus Rex. They're not going to actually find an Indominus Rex. So, hey, that's great. So, it does make a couple of noises. If you pull down on his tail, he will roar. Hope that wasn't too loud. And if you push down on his open flesh wound, he doesn't like that. And it lights up a little bit. So, I don't know what else to tell you about it other than the fact that I like this figure. I would recommend this figure. If you're collecting, you're probably already irritated that you don't already have this figure. Our first shipment came in and went quick. We have more coming, I assume. And why not order it? This and also Owen is now up for grabs. I guess he's due pretty soon as well. I don't know what's next for Jurassic World. I hope they keep pumping them out. the bottom of the tray of the Raptor shows other new upcoming toys, including a little hybrid Irex and an Ankylosaurus, and it's cool. I mean, it's neat. They're weird. It's new. It's fun. And you can make up for lost time in childhood like I am and buy yourself some Jurassic World toys because you didn't get enough Jurassic Park toys. I still regret not buying some stuff. I saw Jurassic Park 3 toys on clearance at a big box store. I don't even know if they ever had them at full price. It was like two packs of humans for $1, electronic dinos for $1.50. I bought the Jurassic Park 3 playset for, I think it was $5. It was nuts. I just got a shopping cart that night, and I'm just like, yeah, gimme. And I bought a lot of stuff. I could have bought more. I didn't because I didn't want to go too crazy, but I think I filled up the back of my car for like $20. It was a good night. These nights don't happen much anymore because you get old, you get married, you don't go on toy runs to fill the void in your life as much as you used to. You order it by mail to fill the void in your life because you're busy. but I really like the hobby still, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, everybody goes out looking for stuff because what else are you going to do? Sit at home? Anyway, I give this Raptor two Raptors up, if that's a thing. And if you have the means, I recommend picking one up. Check out our website for new pre-orders. We got lots of great stuff, and there's more coming up. Hasbro items were added this week, like from most, if not all, of the major lines, and more are coming. Disney, Jurassic, Star Wars, Transformers, some Marvel stuff, Spider-Man, Play School, Play-Doh. They're keeping me very busy, and you will get to enjoy seeing many new toys. I don't know how many of them weren't previously shown at Toy Fair, but, you know, as they used to say on TV promotions back in the 90s, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you. It's true. But I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope you have a delightful weekend. Enjoy your spring. Go out, see a movie, throw something at somebody in the park. Don't poison the pigeons, though. Tom Lehrer's already wrote a song about it, and it's been done. So follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check us out on our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com, and I will see you next time.